For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wouldn't it be great? I mean, guys, it's been 14 years since one of those.
We're overdue, Joe.
We are overdue. I mean, how great would it be? We come in here on Monday morning and we feel great. Now, listen, it's a sign if they get a miracle that maybe the game was too close.
Yeah. Right. Luckily, they don't need a miracle.
All we need is a blowout.
But, you know, look, those wins in the past were springboards. I mean, the 0-3 Eagles won 9 straight. All right, 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata today. By the way, one thing football-wise, I got to get off my chest, and we'll get right to the phones. So, the Cleveland Browns, it's a disgrace. If you missed this story yesterday, look, what do I care that they're moving out of Cleveland to go to a nearby town? I don't care. Okay, whatever. But what I do care about is the Cleveland Browns, who, like the Eagles, like the Vikings used to be, like the Bills, there's some teams that there's an identity in this section of the country, meaning the northern part of the United States, where part of your identity is you play games outdoors. Browns announced yesterday they're going to a dome. A dome for the Cleveland Browns. Vikings pulled it off, what, 40 years ago or something. Never been the same. Never been the same. They've never won a Super Bowl. But, and look, they didn't win a Super Bowl in the 70s, but they had an identity. Week. Better never happen in Philly. That's all I'm going to tell you. Better never. Look.
It's going to, Joe. They're,
it better like never, yeah. Big ever, ever
Every
happen.
Team is slowly moving towards the dome.
It better.
And I hate it.
It better never happen here.
In your lifetime, it will.
You really believe that?
100%. I think the NFL is just too big business for them to have games that are not played in perfect condition.
But that's part of football.
I understand that. I'm saying the NFL.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I just hate it.
As an organization, we have to hold our ground. We have to.
Well, as a fan base, we have to hold our ground.
As a player on the Eagles team, I knew no one else could handle the cold the way that we could. I knew that we were just better, just more accustomed to it, first of all.
The snow game was one of the most fun games I've ever been at in my entire life.
I'm anti-dome, too, but I will give you one thing. After going to Dallas last year and seeing the Eagles game there.
You love it.
No, what I will say, though, is it's 10 times louder in a dome. Like, I'm talking like it's not even in the same hemisphere. Lincoln Financial Field is not close to as loud as a dome. And we talk about being a loud fan base that gets in people's faces and all that. Like, I do think from that perspective, we underrate the value for
well,
a home team.
Well, that's James.
It's
that's
loud on the field if it's outside or if it's inside.
Well, I also didn't like how the link
it's objectively,
was built.
Like it's
if you
tricky,
remember, the
like
link was not built
science.
Continuously around. It's got those four openings.
Yeah, oh, that it kind of seeps the sound.
I hate that.
And,
yeah,
the, and the air leaves.
But regardless, I mean, there's a ceiling. Like, it's louder.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
No, it's okay. By the way, you know who's up for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And if he said what he said, the voice of God, John Facenda, would not have been the same in a dome like the Minnesota Vikings in a dome. Part of what made the whole thing work all those years ago was, you know, you see the play, you see Dick Butkus breathing, you know, the cold air in Chicago. I mean, come on! All right, but anyway, Facenda, of course, you know, Philadelphia, and about 40 years after his death, the NFL, or the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced yesterday, or 2 days ago, that Facenda is one of some notables up this year for contributors. And they include some very prominent people from the 70s.
How is he not?
I know, John.
In
it's
there
insane.
Now.
I agree. And Howard Cosell and Rune Arledge.
What?
What?
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
They're
Rune
not in?
How have these guys slipped through the cracks previously?
Know.
This is, wow, geez.
All three of them should be in.
It is about time.
Right?
Man.
All three should be in the Hall of Fame. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Plymouth Meeting. We'll get to our NFL picks soon. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Always great talking to you guys. You make my day at work so much better.
That's good. Thanks.
Well, you make our day at work better, John, so thank you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Sure.
John, congratulations on the girlfriend, man. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is awesome. Thank you.
I want to talk about the Phillies. Like, I'm watching the, you know, the National League Championship Series, and the Dodgers are doing everything that the Phillies didn't do.
Yeah, they're walking.
And it really aggravates me. And the bone thing, first I was like, yeah, he's a good player. But then I see him in the playoffs. I'm like, this is the guy, this is how you're going to act? Like, I wanted him to stay, and now I want him to go. And after listening to Ruben Amar yesterday, when he said one of them's going to go, I believe it's Bone. Mm. I really do. But I've been going back and forth with the Bone issue. But watching this National League Championship Series is really aggravating. You know,
I know
it's infuriating.
I gotta watch out. Make sure I don't curse. the Dodgers are doing everything that the Phillies couldn't do.
Yeah, I know. All right, John, give us a great answer. Other than watching the Dodgers and the Mets in the playoffs and the Phillies are not, what is irritating?
So I work at Whole Foods Market in Plymouth Meeting. And when I go up to a customer and say, hey, can I help you? And they're on the cell phone and they say, hey, give me a minute. That irritates.
That would irritate
me.
Yeah.
Boil.
Sure. Well, so here's the thing, John. I'll go both ways on that. I applaud you for taking the initiative as an employee to do the right thing and, hey, can I help you? Mm-hmm. But the person does have the right in a supermarket, as long as they're not disturbing others, to be on the phone. You know, maybe you wait till the person's off the phone to ask that.
Yeah, but you're standing in line and you're on the phone.
Well,
and
that's different.
Can I help?
Okay, no, that you're right.
You and you tell me to wait.
You're right.
Oh, that's a different case.
That's different. Okay, that's fair. Ooh. Good call.
That is very different.
Yeah.
They're standing in line.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our picks. We do it every Friday at this time. Our picks for Week 7, National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's Weekly Football Picks.
So picks now, drop of the week coming up shortly. So John and I both went 1-2 last week. I'm 11 and I got it written down here somewhere. I think I'm 11-7 and John's 9-9. Bottom line is I'm up by a couple games after 1-2s last week from both of us. John, your picks this week, give us your first one.
The Patriots are getting 5.5 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. These are both terrible teams, but it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, and any day Doug is probably going to get canned. It could be this day. I the Pats getting 5.5, it's just too big.
I got the same game, same reason. I was shocked by that line.
Yeah.
Well, and, it's in
look,
London.
Drake May's a young quarterback. He's probably going to turn the ball over. Maybe that's why they're given such a big line.
I think it's the big lines because they're in London and they spent the week in London, the Jags.
I'm
they
guessing
played
this
in
is
London
not,
last week and then they're playing so again.
James, this would not be America's game of the week, right?
No, is a don't wake up early for it game.
All right, so we both have that one. Lions getting 1.5 at the Vikings. I know the Vikings are playing incredibly well. I know that Sam Darnold is looking like a new man, but I do think the Lions, with that creativity and that toughness, they can give them more than they're bargaining for. So I'll take the Lions getting 1.5.
All right, so these next two I really don't feel that comfortable with. I don't think it's an easiest slate this week to figure out, but I'm going to go with Baltimore -3.5 at Tampa. I mean, generally Baltimore a better team. Tampa, not bad, but I'm going to go Baltimore with Lamar and Harbaugh. This is kind of like a lean in and trust Harbaugh moment. Baltimore -3.5 at Tampa.
The Jets got Devontae. Again, last week I felt like it might make a difference that they had a new coach. This week, I do think Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams will give you a couple touchdowns.
Well, I need it for my fantasy team. Look, my third pick, I'm going to Cincy. This is like the 10th time this year I picked him, and there's only been 6 or 7 weeks. Cincy at Cleveland. The Browns stink. Bengals aren't that good, but I'm taking Joe Burrow -5.5 against Deshaun Watson, and those are our picks for week number 7. All right, Seltzer drop of the week. There's been a lot going on, and I believe this is 2 weeks worth of drops, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, let's do, as we do every Friday at this time, have some fun with the drop of the week. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Whoa, yourself and get yourself to Family and Company Jewelers, our sponsor of drop of the week. Visit them online. FamilyJewelers.com. That's FamilyJewelers.com or right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what do we got this
week? We got a double dose of Devin to start off, so let's dive in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Devin, I didn't say it. No one else said it. You said it. Oh,
what?
No.
Wow. Ooh. I don't even remember saying that.
Yeah, Joe caught it. Remember, Joe, you were like, oh, you just said something.
Yep.
You said that.
Dirty.
When did I? Why would I say that?
Dumb move.
You tell us, Devin.
I don't know.
You tell us.
Devin on the hot
framed.
Seat.
Disappointed.
I'm disappointed in myself.
That would be funny if I just edited it together.
And it'll be used for years and years.
Oh, no.
Joe knows all about it. All right, let's keep it rolling. This did not happen on our show, but Moshe Kravitz pointed it out to me, I felt like we had to play it because we have asked Devin to yell many times on this show. Of course, we have the famous to start the Eagles chant. But the afternoon show got her to give a little. Here's Devin yelling blood on the afternoon show. Devin!
Wow.
That was real.
That was some power. How did you...
That was my second
strong.
Try.
Yeah, let me do second try.
They let me do two tries.
That's wild.
Yeah.
You harnessed your chi or something and expelled
I harnessed
it.
My chi.
Yeah. That was a good job.
That was a good job.
It was. You recovered from your tough Nets
explosiveness.
Moment.
How about that?
From your voice.
Speaking of explosiveness, thank you, John. Ben Davis was not happy about the Phillies' approach.
There you go. Love it. All right, we got a lot to move through this segment. So as inclined as I would be to let the music breathe, I got to talk here. All right, we got a lot to get to, including I want to get to something Lane Johnson said a few days ago. Keep your eye on this for Sunday's game. Eagles and Giants in 2 days. You know, Lane with an interesting nugget the other day about the Birds' offense. Let's listen to what he said.
I think when we go back and look at our offense, you know, we waste a lot of time before the snap. We oftentimes snap it when the clock's really late. So we would like to get that fixed, have a sense of urgency. Now, we did run some tempo against the Browns, so that's worked in our favor. But I think the fast start is what he's talking about. If we can put some points up early, maybe we don't have to drag ass the rest of the game.
Why do you think you're late?
I mean, because we have been. We've gone back and watched the film. But it's just something that we've had in practice that we haven't done well. I mean, we've emphasized it over the past few weeks to pick it up. So it has increased. But, you know, a few weeks ago, we were damn near last in the league for us. You know, time before the ball snap. So, you know, something we've got to improve on.
All right, so keep your eye on that on Sunday. You know, if they're getting to the line quicker and have some time at the line. That's one thing that always struck me about Brady versus McNabb. You know, you go back and look at the Super Bowl, Tom Brady had all the time in the world pre-snap to survey the field, and Donovan barely had any.
Well, part of that was the verbosity of the offense itself. Like, I thought part of what Doug did so well when he revamped the offense was he just assigned numbers to things.
Simplified it, yeah.
You know, like, you can say 25 a lot faster than you can say blast the far double wing right, F left, 323, Y stick, not Z under, X motion. Like, it's so much more concise.
Which had to be said twice.
It also keeps the defense off balance when you're not snapping at one every time.
But this is something that the offense certainly could have practiced more during training camp. This is something they didn't get enough practice in with new play callers on both sides of the football.
Maybe.
Why didn't they value the importance of getting this training camp?
I don't know the reason, but let's improve on it. So we'll see. All right, now that's one aspect of inside the game. Now the next thing here, you're not going to be able to, you know, discern on Sunday because we don't have – microphones in the moment that just pipe them into our homes. But maybe a couple days after the game, we'll get more Brandon Graham talking trash. But it's a nice way of talking trash. It's like Merry Christmas.
He's the best.
Merry Christmas. Now, he's not saying Merry Christmas, but he's saying a lot. Let's go inside this last game, Eagles and Browns, because this was funny. BG during a stoppage and play. This is about 30 seconds. Just sit back, relax, enjoy. This is funny stuff. Brandon Graham, his version of talking trash to the Browns.
Hey, too bad you ain't getting nothing today. Not today. They can't hold up. Hey, go blue, but I'm coming over there too. You sweet. You sweet, Zach. You need to sit out a year. You still hurt. Hey, 6'8", your head, your eyes wide open, boy. You out here, man. Like, I don't know where to go. They everywhere. We're going to be in your dreams tonight, I promise you. Hey, Batonio, we both the old head. You better let them know. This don't stop. It's all day.
What you said, his dreams, look.
Hey, I'm about to change the game right here because someone's about to let me eat.
And his dreams, twin.
We about to eat.
Twin, his dreams, twin.
Hey, because I know he's looking for me. What'd you say?
In his dream?
He in his dream like this.
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping. Hey, folks. We coming, folks. I'm in now.
So good.
How does he have a voice on Tuesday?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
I don't know that anyone can appreciate how tiring that is.
Like, relentless.
I'm telling you, just go. Next time you work out, if you work out, Joe.
Yeah, true.
Next time you work out, just try to yell the whole time.
Yeah.
I swear it is twice as tiring, maybe more. Like,
and that was continuous.
He's in football shape and yelling shape. Yeah. And on top of that, he's peak performance.
Yeah,
really
that was
getting in
there was
their
no
head.
Edits there. That wasn't like from three different hours and then that's the best off. That was all 30 seconds. All right, let's go to the phones. Ken and Cinnamon's. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. Happy Friday. How are you today?
Doing great, Ken.
I now feel extra proud knowing that Brandon Graham apparently called the midday show this week to tell Kyle Quinn that everything I had just said on my call was correct.
Wow.
I'm pretty,
I know that.
Pretty
that's
proud
pretty cool.
to hear that. Brandon nice. Sounds like he's having fun, which he should. And, John, congratulations on your girlfriend. You are legitimately the only man alive who would talk about his new girlfriend by saying she fascinates him. So
she
that
does.
Is another
Thank you.
You differentiate yourself, and I mean that in a good way. So,
thanks, Ken.
You know, the rest of us shallow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fools out here would say she's hot as hell. So
that's a good point. It is a good compliment.
So, listen, I'm going to be excited when opening day is approaching next year. I know that this is, you know, doesn't feel like it right now. Certainly didn't feel like it after hearing Dave Dombrowski the other day. But look, I think part of it is here in Philadelphia, I think we're just more comfortable when we expect to be let down. I think we're just hardwired to feel. I mean, how nervous was everybody coming into this series? Because we just kind of expect it. And I don't think it would be Philadelphia if we weren't kind of all wired to just expect that we're going to have our hearts broken.
Yeah, that's here's the but Ken, here's the here's the shame of it. The Phillies, we were vibing.
We did not expect to lose to the Mets.
I mean, I'm talking over seriously. The last 2 years. Like, there have been a lot of belief. And I'll say this about the Eagles. While they've only won one Super Bowl, you know, over the last, like, 30, 35 years, they've won a lot more than they've lost. And I generally expect them to be good, and that's why it's, you know, really disappointing when they're not.
Yeah, when I'm at my bottom, at my depth, I remind myself that we could be Cleveland, you know. So from that perspective, it's always good. I mean, enjoy the journey, right? We talked about it during the season. It might break your heart at the end, but
I'm a lean in guy. That's just me because I think it's better than being a passive observer emotionally. But some people are that way. Ken, give me a great answer. What's irritating?
Well, I have a screech owl that visits my backyard from time to time, and it sounds amazingly like that first E from Evan from Devin's Eagles chant. Wow.
So that's funny.
That's the one right there.
All right, you got it, Ken. You know, so, John, my sister texted me. This goes back about a week ago after the Phillies were eliminated.
that concept of emotional edge and where you're at as a fan. Here's what she texted me the other day. She says, I am toying with a new outlook for our teams. As a Philly sports fan, I may have to lower my expectations, which is against who I am, but it will protect me from these emotional swings season after season, year after year. Maybe sad.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But
don't do it. Hey,
but I'm telling you, when she gets there, trust me, she's an optimist. When she gets there, well, there's a lot of other people that already got
there.
It's
a shame that she's gotten there. You know what else is a shame? You have increased the font size on your phone.
Well,
has he really?
Has giant
let
font.
Me see. How big is it? Can I read it from here?
No, hold on. What I did is I scrolled in is all I
you
did.
You can't do that on text.
No, hold on.
You
let me,
can't
let me
scroll
say.
In on text. I'm saying your font size
hold
is
it up,
bigger
Joe, hold it
than
up
normal.
So I'm sitting what, like
old
4 feet
font.
From him?
Look.
No, I didn't. Yeah, it was. That
yeah,
was,
it's pretty big font.
That's old man font.
It's pretty
well,
big
to
font.
Be fair, I didn't do it. This is just how it came. I swear to God.
What are you talking about? No, that's not how it
and,
came.
And
you're right.
I did it not. Without you knowing or something to help you out because she saw you like staring with one eye at it
Joe
super close.
Joe doesn't know
she's
how
like,
to
let
do
me
that.
I wouldn't know how to do that.
You know
I
what,
just
Joe?
Said
I'm
Amy
with you.
Did it.
What do I know how to do? No. I got confused. I was thinking I had taken a screenshot and then you can zoom in, but I didn't. So that was just a moment of confusion. All right. Weekend. We got a lot going on. Let's get to the Gotta during window to the weekend and kind of give you a taste of what's going on in the sports scene up ahead as it's brought to us by Gotta Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get a second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Gotta Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Once again, that's goguida.com. All right, so you know what we've got from a football standpoint. Bunch of games, Eagles, Giants, obviously. More baseball playoffs, if you're into that, which I'm guessing most are really not. But we also have the start of the Flyers' home season. So after four games out west, one win, I think it was, one
two
clear
overtime
loss.
Overtime and one
two
clear
ties.
Loss. Yep.
Yeah, whatever you call it, overtime loss, whatever the hell it is now. All right, we finally get to see Mechkov at home. It really should be a
I can't
thrill.
Believe it's been this long.
I know. It's been a long time.
It's a travesty,
and
by
look,
the way.
This is the most anticipated home debut by a Flyers player as
since
a rookie
Lindros.
Since Lindros.
Yeah, without a doubt.
There's no question. Let's listen now. Here's Tortorella yesterday. Not so much on the Mechkov thing, but, you know, the excitement thing or less than. Here's Tortorella as the Flyers are coming home.
14 seconds to go. 31-31.
John Tortorella.
That is labeled Torts 1 on my thing. Wechter.
Oh, no.
Wechter, you got to fix that, buddy.
That was great.
It says Torts 1 on my board. John
uh-oh.
Tortorella.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No, all right, well, we'll get that right. We'll get Torts audio. In the meantime, let's close out our Twitter poll questions of the day, which we'll get to that Torts stuff. Twitter poll both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin. Available 1.9% financing on all new 2024 light duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, John, we've got two different poll questions. The first poll question today, who wins on Sunday? Eagles, Giants, how do you think that comes out?
86% say Eagles.
75% say the Eagles.
Wow.
Second poll question.
That's pretty overwhelming. That's pretty good. That
it's
feels
not
good.
That. It, normally, this would be a 90%.
But you've got a lot of Giants fans who are trying to vote
I don't
and knock
so.
That down.
No, you got.
You disagree?
Yeah,
come
you
on.
Got skeptical Eagles fans.
I don't think
fans.
They're Giants fans following yeah.
You got Giants WC fans
skeptical.
Who are trying to undermine that poll.
Skeptical Eagles fans. Polto.
You got some of that, too.
Polto. Do you feel confident Jalen Hurts will play significantly better than Daniel Jones on Sunday, yes or no?
Oh, geez. Please, yes. It does feel like this must happen. For us to feel like this season's going to go the way it needs to go. So 77% say yes.
53% say no.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's
no.
Bastard.
That's pretty interesting.
It's yeah. very interesting. It's an interesting poll. It
all
really
right, looks
is.
Looks like we have Torts again.
All right, Seltzer, let's listen to John Tortorella as the Flyers are finally coming home.
Is it exciting to hear that the fan base is so pumped for the home opener coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I try to stay away from the public and the fans. And as I've said, it's great coaching in Philly. It's such a great fan base through all the sports. We're just trying to be the best we can be. As I've said, I hope we can get it back. to back in the day, as a visiting coach, I think you recognize the crowd more than the home coach when you go into the building. I've been to a few ball games this summer, and I look at the crowds there. You know, I want our players to play in front of people like that. I want them to feel that juice. I'm not counting season tickets or seeing what's going on there, but if we take care of our business and we do it the right way and get away from gimmicks and talk about this and just continue to build and build this the right way, we'll get there.
I love it. I love that. And he also took a shot at Gritty, by the way.
That was such a total shot at Gritty. Get away from gimmicks.
Or put another way, he took a shot at the people that were backing Gritty.
Yes.
And he's like, all right, enough. Enough Flyer
well,
staffers.
Well, unfortunately, that's all they had for a couple of years.
It was. But it was pretty over the top.
Oh, it was terrible.
All right. But I do like his basic message. I think it was well stated. All right. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
What I want to say, Seltzer, let's get away from gimmicks. There ain't no gimmicks around here. This is Sports Talk Radio, serious style. No, I do like Torts' message. Hey, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. By the way, we should get Jonesy on the show soon. I'll say that. We'll get him on sometime soon. All right, with that, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Congratulations, Richie Rich, on your new adventure. Your lady is super lucky to have a man like you. You're a great dude, and I wish you both the very best.
All righty.
Wow, wholesome. That was awfully
It was really wholesome.
Nice start.
Jeez.
I do hope we get some gal out there who's heartbroken. I'd be curious if we get one.
What a horrible thing to say.
What are you doing?
No, I mean, I'm just saying John's a heartbreaker. A dream maker, a love taker, whatever that song, I don't know. Is Conklin going to have to do it?
Don't mess around with me.
Don't mess around with Richie. I'm smelling a Conklin song next week.
But what can we say? Chicks dig the fullback.
Give it to the fullback, Richie. Touchdown.
Good job, John Richie. Go Bird.
That's good work, man.
That is a really great clip.
Well,
it makes me feel like I accomplished something.
You did, man.
Yeah.
Dude, you were in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like when your name was said,
I caught a pass.
A billion people heard it said. A billion.
You're right.
I know.
I feel very.
Including all the
but
famous
Joe,
people.
But Joe, then
in
we
America.
Got blown out.
Doesn't matter.
And then we lost.
But John,
to
when
the
you're
Patriots.
Telling John, when you're telling the story in the future, stop. And I caught
I know,
a pass.
I know.
And John, here's John. Here's the way I'm going to put it for you. Like you played in that game, obviously not with the Eagles, but the 0-2 Raiders or 0-1 Raiders, whatever. Like Frank Sinatra heard your name.
That's possibly true.
No, like Frank Sinatra was alive, I think, and watched the Super Bowl, and he heard John Ritt. Like, think about that.
Probably bet on you.
Think it's about mine. That. That's cool,
it is
man.
Mind boggling.
That's the chairman of the board. That's
it
cool.
Is. Yeah, I feel good about
all
that.
Right.
Watch control, find a woman like that. Richie's girl. Joe wishes he had Richie's girl. Amy from Villanova doesn't exist. Richie's girl. Joe wishes he had Richie's girl.
I was a little confused. Oh, no. What was the Amy line?
She doesn't exist. It was an old school joke.
We're back
by
to
the
that
way,
again.
I have some really bad news. Frank Sinatra died in 1998.
So he
did not,
he saw
did
you
not
from heaven.
See John right. Richie in the Super
he
Bowl.
He listened to you from heaven. So give me a better example. Who really famous heard John Ritchie's name said and saw him
I mean,
play
Michael
in
Jordan.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah, Paul McCartney. Michael Jackson sure. was alive then.
Yeah, no. He, wow. Michael Jackson
not
might not.
Football.
He might not have
been aware.
I mean,
what are you
on.
Saying, Joe?
Been, yeah.
All right.
I'm pumped for my man Richie. Congratulations. Hope it all works out. And don't forget, you can do it.
You can do it.
You're you John freaking Richie, man.
Well
that,
done.
Thank you. And that is still the only movie, Waterboy, that I laugh out loud uncontrollably every time
it's
I
great.
See it.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
All right. Good stuff. And with that, by the way, more Time's Yours next week. Crank it up on. On John having a girlfriend. Love it. And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's go to Andrew from Ambler, who probably walks around Ambler saying, hi, I'm Andrew from Ambler. Hi, Andrew from
I actually
Ambler.
Had a friend named Andrew Ambler in high school.
Well,
you're
that's
kidding
brutal.
Me.
I swear on my life. Yep.
That's brutal.
No way.
That's impossible. Like that's like Alan Appleby.
help me out here. Jodie Foster, Mark Harmon.
The Long Road Home?
No, the movie here in Philly, in Chestnut Hill, the baseball movie.
Summer Fever?
No.
Rounding.
Down the Shore and, God.
No idea what you're
it's
talking
one of my
about.
Favorite movies. Anyway.
Clearly not.
Hello, Andrew. Come up with it. Andrew from Ambler. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Actually, it's Andrew from South Africa who now lives in Ambler.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Wow, you... It's cool sound.
I actually have called before, and I do remember John asking me, are you from these parts, when you heard my accent? So
it's amazing sound.
I would love to have your voice,
Me
Andrew.
Too.
It's dignified. It's bossly. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm calling mainly about the Eagles, but then I have a proposal for you for the Hammer, actually.
Okay.
Did you say bossly, by the way?
Bossly, yeah.
Bossly?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a word.
It's okay. I think it was.
Sorry to interrupt you, Andrew.
No, you're good. You're good. Eagles, I'm a little worried about the long-term picture. It just seems like the disconnect from the end of last year and the disconnect from the start of this year is eerily similar. And the Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, sort of where there's smoke, there's fire disconnect, I just think keeps rearing its ugly head.
Well, I worry too.
It does feel like there's a lot more where that came from, and I just hope it doesn't show up on the field.
Yeah, I think we all worry about it.
That's why I think it might be okay in the regular season, but when I say long term, I'm talking playoffs. And
no, I understand.
About-
sure. Big picture. That's
fair. I agree.
All right, Andrew, we got to move kind of fast. Give me the challenge you said you got for me. What is it?
So my son is a avid, crazy, obsessive basketball fan in general. He's got these NBA encyclopedias in the house, and he listens to the Hammer with me when I drive him to school every Friday morning. And he was like, hey, I would like to challenge the Hammer on an NBA trivia one.
How old is he?
He is 9 in November.
So here's the problem, Andrew, with this scenario. Two things. Number one, you said he has encyclopedias. I am. Okay, that's number one.
That's a good line. Credit where due.
Number two, I don't like to pick on kids. Like
I actually think that's fair, Andrew. Like it doesn't really work to pit Joe against a third grader.
Like he wouldn't beat me, and then I'd look
unless
like a
he did beat you, and then it would be the greatest thing that ever happened. In the
that's
history of WIP.
True. Yeah, that's true. Andrew, does he really have a chance, Andrew?
I think I'm going to have to pass. But tell him thank you.
How about are you gonna restock? Like, are you smarter than a whatever grader?
Yeah,
like, start back over.
Back over, going down to. All right, Andrew, we got to move very fast. Give me what's irritating.
Professional coaches who are not transparent with the fans on injury reports.
Yeah, interesting answer. Hey, Andrew, all jokes aside, my man, tell your son thank you for listening to the show, and I look forward to competing with him down the road and beat the Hammer. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I'm talking George Mike and Bob Cousy, all those names.
I'm impressed. All right. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for what's irritating. Some great answers today. They include when someone does not pick up after their dog, after the dog has done its business.
It's a great one.
We've got the bad parking spots.
Those are my two favorites.
I love
honestly.
That one.
Those are my two.
Here's my favorite. This one's great, too. When you get put on a group text and it just
it's another
on
great
and
one
on
too.
And
the
on
group
and
text
on.
Out of hand.
All right.
Okay,
I'm voting
but that
parking.
One, you just put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, I'm
so
voting
like
parking. The
like parking,
parking one.
Too.
Parking.
Okay, that's it. It already wins. 3 votes, 5 people. It already wins. Hey, have a great weekend. Now, Birds, we need you. Lift us up. Get to 4-2. Have a miracle if you need be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.